London buskers outlawed Westminster Council plans to bring in licensing fees across the West End in order to criminalise unlicensed street performance. Anyone walking through central London might find themselves in a large crowd watching any number of street acts, buskers, performing music, comedy or some death-defying piece of acrobatics. Great, and you'd probably put in a donation for the pleasure. If Westminster Council gets away with its current plans, that could be a thing of the past, damaging for the thousands of buskers who perform for a living. They plan to restrict pitches to just 25, with only 5 allowed amplification over a borough of 21 million square meters. This is nothing new. Back in 1832, noise came to the attention of the Metropolitan Police Act. Why? Well then, as now, councils and their friends the developers want a perfect patch to profit from, and buskers don't fit their description. Nick Broad, co-founder of the Busking Project, explains: limited pitches, limits number of performers. Limited amplification, limits performance time, you cannot shout for hours. Buskers will be asked for £2 million liability insurance, which is nothing to do with public safety. Musicians selling their own CDs are told to get a trader's license. Who does that benefit? A £20 busker's license means those who are touring not going to pay everywhere, put off traveling performers. No performers, no art. For many people, street art is the only art they see. For performers and the public, this means art becomes ever more something for the rich, with the working class ever more excluded. Developers behind the new legislation have funded the council to employ police to fine and ticket buskers in Leicester Square. Nick also explained issues around noise level and performing times, alongside consideration for local residents, is something street performers are trying to work and collaborate with the council over, but have been ignored. Westminster Street Performers Association has a notification email, self-policing system which shows what is possible. The Socialist Party argues for government support to protect all jobs in the music and arts industry. We fight for greater funding in schools that has seen cuts to art, drama, and music. These attacks reflect the narrow outlook of capitalism's profit-first motive and the need to fight for a socialist future that allows genuine freedom and access for those who wish to perform and participate. A second consultation ends in mid-November and an online petition is gathering support. Protests by Save London Buskers have drawn publicity. More information is available at savelondonbuskers.com. Nick Chaffee, Southampton.